Nam mô
Hoyo yo 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 y
Please be listening to precious Holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta, that is the altruistic intention, which is, however, I have to attain the supreme perfect and complete enlightenment for the purpose of all dear mother sentient beings, as well as Spence. I'm very happy that today you are gathering here to listen to the Dharma. In international calendar, today is the July 4th, which is a very important day of United States of America. I would like to say congratulations to all of you who are the citizens of the United States of America. And also, in Tibetan calendar, today is the 23rd. It's a very important year. In 1923, I love that year, which our many holy master was born in 1923. So I love that number, the 23rd and July 4th. So the purpose of your gathering here is in order to listen the Buddha Dharma, in order to listen the great teachings of the Lama Tsongkhapa, the path to enlightenment, which is the commentary of the one other root textbook, what we call the Bodhipatha Pradip in Sanskrit, or Tibetan we call the Chenju Lamgyi Dharma, in English, the Lame for the Path to Enlightenment. In this darkness age, degenerated age, we need the lamp or light, torch, in order to close our path to enlightenment, which is very high, supreme. Therefore, those masters call that it's very long distance, the ordinary being and then holy being, as the earth here, the sky very above, and this side of the ocean, and then the other side of the ocean mountain is more far away. Therefore, the ordinary beings and holy beings, they are very long gave. So, however, you are gathering here to listen to the Buddha Dharma, the Holy Dharma. As I mentioned last Sunday, that Buddha Dharma make our mind more perfect, more subdued. From that, when we make all our progress, our mind from the negative to the positive, and from positive our mind, it creates the positive actions and the karma. Because of that, the positive karma, the virtuous actions, those are the causes in order to receive our happiness in the future. Not only happiness in this life, if you're watching and observe about the happiness in this life only, then those scholars said that we are the same living beings as those animal living beings who save their food, water, nice place. They always do like that. Therefore, we have to do more than those animal beings. Therefore, what we call in Sanskrit, we call the manush or the human being. We have more intelligence than the animal living beings. Therefore, we have to do more purpose and grow than those animal living beings. Therefore, what is purpose to bring the happiness? Now, what are those cause and path to bring our future happiness, next rebirth, nirvana, and the highest enlightenment? Then the master says that only the Dharma can benefit us in future next rebirth. Therefore, we have to collect the more positive karma, and then in order to attain the ultimate goal of happiness, nirvana, we have to turn about the three types of suffering. Yes, yesterday we have my Dharma brothers, and we have been there in San Pedro, and we talked about these, the different types of the suffering, the suffering of the suffering, the changing suffering, the progressive sufferings. So we have to understand and learn about those sufferings. And no matter how we have suffering, we can learn from our suffering, the field of the suffering. Then, in the other hand, what are those causes of the suffering? Then, as we don't need the suffering, we have to give up our causes of the suffering. And then, as we don't need the suffering, and from this point of view, the Buddha said that Buddha said that it's your example, your body is examples, therefore don't harm to other sentient beings. If we experience the suffering when someone harms to our body, the other living beings and sentient beings are the same. When we harm and attack to them, so they will experience the suffering. So from this understanding, we should not harm to other sentient beings. And from that, if we can, we have developed our loving kindness and compassion towards the other sentient beings. Therefore, in order to bring the essential goal from this, our precious human, what we call the precious human rebirth, in Dharma we call that precious human rebirth, it's very difficult to find. We have to find it. We should not lose the great chance to practice the Dharma from this precious human rebirth. This precious human rebirth, what we have found, we are very lucky. However, it said that the Nijen Reba Yomeba. It says like that, the times go on, the morning, it changed to the daytime, and then daytime changed to the night, and then weeks changed to the other weeks, and months changed after months. And I remember that the Dharma said that in the teaching, Loda Veze, Dawa Shagi Ze, Shagyan, Nisenda, Kiji Kiji Zebe, Tu Mandiobe, Negamni, Chiyan, Neba, Yimbari, Tendasonza, Namchichino, Aranzoyan, Chiwale, Madeba Yimbari. What we call the year, right, which has 12 months. So those 12 months reduce the year. January passed, February come, and then when February comes, the March, February reduce, and then March come, and so on. And now, right now, it's a July, what we call the July. So it means the half of year passed away. The next half of year. So, however, the month spoiled the year, and then also the week spoiled or finishing or ending the month, and then day and night finishing the week, and that's the example of that. What we called last year I am 25, this year I am 26, last year I am 22, this year I am 23, like this. We celebrate the birthday, and one in the other hand, we are getting older and older, near to the place of the death. Therefore, the example of how we go to the place to the death, it says that if somebody killed the sheep, and then when sheep walks to the place of the death, how many it walks? It's near and near to the place of the death. Like that example, the day, night pass, we are near and near to the death. Before death, what we have to do? We have to bring the more positive karma, positive actions from this precious human rebirth. And then when we're thinking about the subject of the impermanence, and it's very interesting to urge us to practice the Dharma. We don't know when the death comes. We don't know how the death comes, and we don't know where we are going to die. So in this subject of the death, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa emphasized and advised us, the death is certain. We practice the Dharma, certain, definite. The time of death is uncertain. Therefore, we should be practice the Dharma right now. And after the death, what only can benefit to us, after death, the Dharma only can benefit to us. There we have to follow only the Dharma. Therefore, I remember that Gundamba Master said that the after the death, one recite of the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra can benefit us. After that, what we practice, even one prostration, offerings to the Sangha, offerings to the Buddhas, and it can benefit to us, not only the Sangha and holy object. Of course, there are very sentient beings who are very destitute, poor. If we benefit them, and then it can benefit to us for our next good rebirth. Therefore, however, we have to listen to the Dharma. We have to contemplate upon what we have listened in order to understand, and then we have to meditate upon it in order to familiarize in our mind, in order to stable in our mind. Therefore, we have to do the meditation course. Once the great Kishipotawa said that the subject of impermanence, we have to meditate upon impermanent at the beginning, at the middle, at the end. We can meditate upon the subject of the impermanence. And when we listen to the Dharma, we have to understand how to proper listening, way to listen to the Dharma. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said about how to listen to the Dharma. There are six precognitions, what we call in Tibetan, Rangla Nepa Dabi Dishi, Shinyan La Memba Dabi Dishi, Chula Mendi Dishi, Nendin La Nyamsun La Wala Nesiri Dishi, Divetambala Yurin Du Nebi Dishi, and this Divetambala La Sanje Dabi Dishi, Dishin Shabala Kibu Dambi Dishi, Tindin Dishi Tula Dembe Gwane, and Chu Sinji Chik Yimbari. Therefore, these are the what we call the six recognitions, the recognitions of that when you listen to the Dharma, when I listen to the Dharma, our first recognition is that, oh, I'm listening to the Dharma, I'm the illness person, I'm the sickness person. I have different types of suffering, the suffering of suffering, which I experience, the suffering of changing, which I experience, the suffering of the previous suffering, which I experience. Therefore, I have to free from those types of suffering. Therefore, in order to free from those types of suffering, I have to listen to the Dharma. As listening, carry those into the practice. This is the very important recognitions, what we call the recognitions of the illness person. And after that, someone who taught the Dharma as the doctor, and then the Dharma as the medicine, and someone who practices the Dharma again and again, it definitely recover our illness or sickness. As the person in the example, someone who taking the medicine will help him or her, right? From her or his disease or illness can recover by the medicines. Therefore, medicine is very important in order to recover the illness. It's like the example of that. To practice the Dharma also is very important in order to free from those, at least free from the lower realms. There are a lot of sufferings, right? And then try to free from those, the samsara or the cyclic, the place of samsara or the cyclic existence. And if we can develop the bodhicitta, which is based on the loving kindness and compassion, the compassion also very important at the beginning, at the middle, at the end. Therefore, develop the heart of compassion in order to free the other sentient beings from the suffering. And then try to develop the bodhicitta through the method, how to generate the bodhicitta. As you senior students, you know better than me what are those methods to generate the bodhicitta, the method which comes from the material towards the Ayasanga. This is the what we call the cause and effects method, and the other method comes through the Manjushri to the Shantideva, what we call the changing self cherishings and all the cherishings. Before that, we have to equalizing all sentient beings are the same. The all sentient beings, what they need the happiness. What they don't want, unwanted, is the suffering. So all the sentient beings are equal. As like the example those master gives to us, if the 10 beggars comes to your house who are the very hungry, those all beggars need the food. All beggars are same. So like that example, all the sentient beings, they need the happiness. They don't want the sufferings. And then we have to understand about up to now what we are thinking. Until our master didn't won't introduce us, until that we are thinking about ourselves only. That what we call the self-cherishing. First we keep the place I, and then we call the my happiness, my house, my friendship, my relatives, and this what we call the from the base of the self-cherishing. So this self-cherishing, never thinking about the other sentient beings, too. This self-cherishing, thinking more about oneself. Even if one glass of water, we cannot share it, right? Because of that, the self-cherishing, it says that doing it yourself, it's not important for the other's health and so on. And someone we have food, clothes, and so on. So this, however, the self-cherishing is the root of the one root of the samsara. We cycle existence again and again, and it abides us in this samsara. It never thinks about the others, and then even what we call the arhat or the void destroyer. They are the void destroyer. They destroy the one enemy, what we call the delusions, but they didn't attain the highest enlightenment because of their self-cherishing. Therefore, we have to practice more, thinking more about the cherishings of the others, thinking about the faults and negatives, which is of the self-cherishing, then thinking about the more benefits and qualities of the cherishing others, and from this we enjoy and engage in the practice of the bodhicitta. And we might thought that, oh, if I practice that, I can or not. Then we see those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Those practice the bodhicitta, and through that they attain the enlightenment. At the beginning, they are the same ordinary person like us. Then we may inspire that, oh, we can practice the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta can generate to us. Then we inspire us to practice the changing the self-cherishings and cherishings to the other. Then, what we call the it's very common, as you heard in Tibetans, that what we call the tonglen, receiving and giving, or the giving and the receiving. Giving the happiness to the other sentient beings and bring the sufferings from the other sentient beings, what we call the Tonglen practice. And it practice on the base of the breath practicing. And from that, we can generate the ultimate bodhicitta. And then it can transport in the genuine bodhicitta. Once we have generated the bodhicitta, then those masters says even we give a single food portion of the food to all the sentient beings, that practice goes to the bodhisattva practice. Even we protect our vows and discipline, that can go to the Mahayana practice. And then also the practice of the effort and enthusiasm up to the practice of the wisdom, all of those can go to the practice of the Mahayana. Because of that, the someone who has generated the bodhicitta, therefore I cannot express the all qualities of the benefits of the bodhicitta. There is one master called the Kunu Lama Rinpoche, and he expressed the qualities of the bodhicittas. And you have heard when our Ken Rinpoche, Geshe Chanchu Shoden Lop, is here, you have listened about the 7 point of mind training. In that, the example of the bodhicitta is called the is the example of bodhicitta. Example is the one medicine plant, not our ordinary plant. And the example of the bodhicitta is a diamond. So which example is the best? And we can bring the example of the bodhicitta, because the bodhicitta is a precious, and someone who has attained the generated the bodhicitta, then that person became the object of those sentient beings. However, and in this way, we have to listen about the subject of the wonderful, precious bodhicitta, and after we listen about the benefits of the bodhicitta, then we have to contemplate upon it, then we have to meditate upon it. So, as I told you this, by the way, and then within the topic called the how to listen to the Dharma in proper way, right? So the Dharma is the medicine. So the Dharma master, as the doctor, someone who practices the Dharma, they can recover from their illness. And then pray that Dharma remain very long time. And the Buddha Shakyamuni, who's a very perfect living being, who is very perfect being, that's the Buddha Shakyamuni. There is no person like the Shakyamuni Buddha, because Buddha Shakyamuni has purified all of those negative actions, the propensities, all of those mental and the obscuration. He has already purified. He qualified all of knowledge. Therefore, I cannot understand where such and such person are, in that where they are, what they're doing. I don't understand the people in the different country like India, China, Malaysia, Singapore, Mexico, Germany, Korea, Japan. There are a lot of sentient beings living there too. I don't know what are they doing. If you ask the Shakyamuni Buddha, then he can explain you, oh, he is there, he's doing like that. Because Shakyamuni Buddha understands all the phenomena as it's in his palm, and his elegant speech fulfills us. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa prays to the Shakyamuni Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, that your speech can fulfill the wishes of those sentient beings. And his body has also those qualities of the examples and mouths. So, however, we have to attain our future Buddha. We have to, because of that, we have to listen, we have to practice. And these are what we call the six recognitions, how to listen to the Dharma. If we understand about this topic, how to listen to the Dharma, then our Dharma, listening time Dharma, goes to the Dharma. Then we can bring the essence from who speak the Dharma. When we read the Dharma, we can bring the essence from the Dharma textbook. In the other hand, very short point of how to listen the Dharma. In the other hand, how to listen the Dharma, there is one example called the mirror and the person. If some person has mistakes on the face, some dirt on the face, then they should be cleansed their face when they watch the mirror. And then in the mirror, the face marks and dirt can be appear in the mirror. And as he or she knows that it appears in the mirror, then she can she or he can make up her face. So that's the one example of how to listen to the Dharma. That's true. For example, if I listen to the Dharma from my master, then my master talking about the mistake and fault about the samsara. True. Mistake and fault about the samsara, mistake and fault about the cyclic existence. And then when I listen to the Dharma, I have to understand, I have to introduce my mind. If I introduce my mind, then it's like a person who has the medicine they don't use, like that. Then I have to understand my mind, what I have. My mind, polluted by the attachment, when the beautiful things appear to me. For example, if I go to the mall, right? There are very wonderful things in the mall, right? I might thought that, oh, that's the best color for me. I must be buying that cloth, right? And then sometimes in the mall, I can see the other technology. I may have thought that, oh, I should be by it. Therefore, my mind is polluted by the desire and attachment. Unless it's only that if you by the purpose of the author, that's another case, true. And then when we met the enemy, and then the hatred comes in our heart, our mind polluted with the hatred or the anger, and in the many time our mind or the consciousness covered by those by the ignorance, which is the root of the samsara, what we call the ignorance or avidya in Sanskrit. So, however, we have to cleanse those pollutions which polluted our mind too. Then those masters introduce us the delusions. What are their effect? What are what can they harm to us? Then we have to understand and learn about those, practice the Dharma, and purify those mental afflictions and delusions. Then we can free from the samsara, like the example of the mirror. And then I'm very happy to read this in Tibetan. It says, and there's one called the Garden of the Buddha's Birth, right? In Tibetan we call the Kerab. And here it says the Kerab, Keverab, Dagi Choba Nimbis, Chigin Melosetun, Iladuma Rabke, Danishila Choba Jews. So someone who really listened to the Dharma, and they should understand if whatever we have mistakes, whatever we have faults, when the master talked the Dharma, and then our mistake and faults should be appear in the mirror of the Dharma. Then we feel very sad. What I have done in the past, many negative karma, many bad speaking, many bad thinking, bad actions, on those appear in the Dharma mirror, and from that we have to regret not to do again. If we do again, then it gives us the suffering. It definitely gives us suffering. Because of that, Shikyamuni Buddha said that Chindavai Lecheva Dibudanda Nidushun. Whatever we have committed the karma, the result, we have to experience those. In the example, someone who eat the poisonous food, and then they have problem of the stomach pain, headache, and so on. So someone who eat the medicines and organic fruit, the nice juice, then it can benefit to their body. That's the example of that. Someone who practices the Dharma, then they can be more calm, more peace, more nice person. So if someone do the negative things, they won't be like that. Therefore, it says that our mistake should be appear in the mirror of the Buddha Dharma. And once in short, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that Donan Dagi Simje Damje Jitendu Sanje Ju Hoban Tobarisha Te Tobala Ti Jula Lapu Tela Shekwe. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that in short, however, I have to attain the supreme enlightenment. In order to attain that supreme enlightenment or my future Buddhahood, I have to understand, I have to train on those causes, like the to generate the bodhicitta, practice those six perfections, practice those four collections of the Mahayana practice. In order to practice them, we have to understand. So where we understand, how we understand, we can understand through the reading the book, and in the other hand, it depends on our master. For example, someone who wants to cross the small lake with a boat, then in the boat they need one captain who can cross the boat, right? And the captain uses those two rods, and then they can cross the lake or the ocean. Like that example, the master is very important in order to guide us, like a tourist guide, true? Example. For example, if we want to visit some place, and then some place there are the tourist guide, then the tourist guide will help you where to go, what to see, and then they explain about the place and things and so on. So like that example, the master who is the guide to the Buddhahood. Therefore, as you remember that the great Geshe Potoba said that even in this life, what we learn subject about the handicrafts, grammar, medicines, which depends on the others, true, or the masters who qualified, who has knowledge of them. Even the knowledge of this life, it depends on the master. And then Geshe Potoba said that, of course, we have depends on the master because we have to cross, we have to understand our future rebirth. We have to understand to free from the suffering or the samsara or the cyclic existence. So therefore, we need the guru or the master who can explain those. Otherwise, our mind is the darkness. From that darkness, the root of the ignorance, sometimes we thought that even it's mistake and false, but we thought that it's right. What am I doing is the perfect right. Sometimes people complain to us, right? Oh, you should not do that. That's mistake. And from our root of ignorance, and then we thought that, oh, what he said is a wrong. What am I doing is a right. So therefore, in order to correct our mistakes and faults, we need the master who correct our minds. So, in this way, last Sunday, I talked to you about the subject of the very profound and deep subject, which is subject about the guru devotion. Some students say that this is very difficult. The guru devotion is very difficult, right? Because our marriage is not strong, we are a very ordinary person. Therefore, we think that guru is the ordinary person. Even guru is the Buddha, even guru is the great master, we thought that he is the ordinary person. And in other hand, some students said that it's very difficult to practice all the mother sentient beings as a mother. True, they said that how can it be practiced all those sentient beings as a mother? Because of that, from their point of view, some sentient beings they help us, some sentient beings they attack us, harm us, some sentient beings neutral. Then they thought that it's very difficult the recognition of the all sentient beings, which are our mother. But if you learn more and more deeper about the Buddhism, then we can understand those all sentient beings are our mother. Previous in our life, we have another mother. Previous that life, we have another mother. So if you calculate that, then we can bring all those sentient beings, are the cherished sentient beings, all of those are our mother. So the recognitions of mother, and also all of those sentiments are very nice and kind person to us. They help to us, they support us. From that, we can learn about the subject of the changing the self-cherishing and then cherishing the others. So however, the guru is a very important attend the Supreme and Enlightenment, then maybe this Sunday and the next Sunday, my last teaching in next Sunday, and then the Geshe-la Pinzu Gelsen, who is a really qualified master of our monastery, Ganden Shaoxian Monastery, he will guide you, he will explain you how the Dharma, then we enjoy and delight while listening to the Dharma, contemplate upon the Dharma. If you contemplate, meditate, you can also understand the Dharma. You can free from the samsara, you can free from all types of the samsara, and you can benefit all those. So, you students are very lucky that you will have a very nice teacher, which is very important master in our monastery also. Our monastery needs him in there to teach the Dharma to those sanghas. But in particular purpose, the monastery chose him to teach the Dharma at this place, to Gandhar Kilin Dharma Center. And in past also, you have met such a great master called the Holy Master Geshe Sojin Gyaltsen La. And also you have listened to the Dharma from the Holy Master called the Lathirin Puchin. You are such lucky students. So no matter someone who didn't meet those masters, so you will see and listen from the Geshe Pinzo Gyaltsen La. And then also before that, our ex-abode, the Acho Rinpoche, who is the ex-abode of the Ganden Shazi. As you know, that in July 16, 17, 18, he will teach you the Dharma, the great master, the Acho Rinpoche, who is the ex-abode. Also is a very important person in Tibetan society, who also Rinpoche worked in the Tibetan library many years. So therefore, we all listen to the Dharma together at that time, right? And then we become a Dharma brother and sisters. Okay. So, however, the time runs very quickly, and then I just short talks here about the subject in the guru devotions, and then it says that Uma Nimbo le Chosu Dong le Sim Dong le Shiva Nam Ya Dong Me Ju Shiye Sung Ba Ta Ro Shodong le Rangi Lu La Chaba Da Shin Ji Chu Lo Chu Lu La Chaba Wo Ten Da Wa De Rangi Ju La Dong le Toro Go De Chen Ju Sen Be So So Dar Ba Le Rangi De Ba Dong De Kim Bo Da Lo Bing Ji Shung La Rab Du Ne Ba Ne Ba Dong Ku Ba Chi Wo Shiye Sung Ba Chi Wo Te Zam Ji Chao Ga Ming Ya Na Su Wo Ne Jia Le Ba Shi Ba Lam Ya Ba Da Ni Lam Yang Da Ba Da Ni Shi Lam Da Na Ni Lam Ba Je Be Lu Yu Tu Menanedo Miron with Tini, Kobe, Loda, Dembangode, Tini Nimbo may be showed on Nimbo and Tini Sakam, Tini Samji Shokam, Yamna, Tini Yajimi, Shinin Tare, Mizamna, Nedo Mironve, Tendu, Yavachimbo, the Dame Weson, Javali, Chiran, Chir Mawala, Kuba, the Yitan Bani, Nenemar Sunso, Tadana, Chira, Tini, Chava, Nembe, Yi Leper, Deba, Chir, the Chir Mawala, Kuba, Chimbo, Joba, Nishi Dorne, Lexi Zimba. So, however, in this the Tibetan which I read, it called that what are those qualities of the students or the disciple? The qualities of the disciple should be a very true mind, not the partial thought. And the qualities of the student should be a very intelligent mind. And then bring the essence from those goodness and the badness. We have to abandon the badness and then bring those qualities and goodness. However, in this, the great scholar Tsongkhapa advised to us, examine yourself. Am I a perfect and qualified student or not? Those qualifications, do I have or not? If you don't have, then we cannot bring the knowledge from our master. Therefore, we should have those the qualities of the student. So today I talk much about you, about the importance of the bodhicitta, importance of the impermanence, importance of the how to listen to the Dharma. So those I taught you. So today I would like to read one Dharma text, which I received the oral transmission from one Jaipur master or the Geshe Larampa. So in this, I would like to read this, the mind training text. There are different types of mind training texts. One called, you have heard that the Lojong Sikema, one of the favorite teachings of my previous master called the Geshe Sorim Gyaltsen La, he quite often talked about the 8 verses of the mind training. And then there are also the other mind training called the 7 points of mind training, you have received that teaching from the Guanzhen Shao Zikan Rinpoche, the Shichang Chu Shou Dian Lao. We are listening here that together at that time. We're listening here that 7 point of mind training. So however, we have trained our mind from negative to the positive. And then from positive, we have to develop the loving kindness and compassion towards the other sentient beings. And the Buddha Shakyamuni taught different types of the teachings and the Dharma, because in order to subdue our mind, in order to train our mind, once we train our mind, then there's nothing more happiness than that. So, and then in other master, I listen to the mind training about the wheel of weapons, what I'm going to read you, which I received the oral transmission from my masters, and it says that the
Rangi
Sisi Tabdo, Ye,
Okay, so I finished what I received, the oral transmissions from my master. This is my first oral transmissions of this wheel of weapons. I'm very happy in this Japan Dakyan Dharma Centers, where I received the many teachings from the masters. So it's a Tibetan tradition and style. I may read ahead of it again, once again. Then it's very good for you that you will listen again and again. You will contemplate again and again. You will meditate again and again. Then you will free from general in the samsara, and particular and general from the samsara, attend the very wonderful enlightenment. Thank you for read this. So today, the July 4th, so you have many things, all the things, wonderful activities to do. And I stop here, and then we're going to the dedications. As the dedication, we dedicate that what we have listened to the Dharma, all of those, may His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all the spiritual master remain long life. And also the Dharma itself remain long life, and all of those sentient beings who don't want the suffering, they may never have a suffering and establishment and so on. However, in short, as the my spiritual master called that the donor, in short, that may all sentient beings free from the two types of attraction of obscurations, and may they attain the enlightenment very, very quickly. So with this, may I read the Latin Bhushan's quick written prayer, first in Tibetan, and then you may read in English, please. Okay. In English, Lord Rinpoche. Okay, then the discussion is preparation in Tibetan. English.
or infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
Yeah, boy, 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 yeah, boy Thank you.